Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, powered by the SID Media. Babu Kumete, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila, my elder. How are you doing? And Happy New Year.
Ah, Happy New Year to you, man. Lovely to have you on board. Did you have a nice day?
I had a great day. Thanks, my elder. How are you?
Ah, fantastic. I had a lovely, lovely one. And I hope that the new year is treating you well, eh?
It's going well so far. Thank God for that.
Fantastic, man. Great to hear that. Excited to hear that. Now, we're going to be looking at this beautiful topic, a look into the future. And we're still actually looking into Daniel's prophecy regarding Nebuchadnezzar's dream. And today, we are focusing on what part of prophecy is still to come. Those who are joining us on the line, please do call us if you want to engage. The numbers are +27 7347 0352 0. And of course, our brother there, Sanele, is going to make sure that if you have any questions and you are not sure about anything, he is here to help us to understand. So, my elder Gumede, one part of Daniel's prophecy remains unfulfilled. Which one is this? Please tell us more. And what part of the dream was this? And what does it exactly represent?
Thanks, my elder. I think maybe even going before this, to just take on this question, I think it's important for us whenever we speak about prophecy to also acknowledge. And I'm not sure, you know, to what great lengths you went to in terms of the authenticity of the Bible itself. Because, you know, prophecy, you know, we're living in times where there are a lot of prophets. So we also have to make sure that our source of these prophecies we are comfortable about. And you know, there's an exercise we do in the Bible or baptismal class, you know, where we go to just show that the Bible is a unique and special book, considering things like the mystery of its preservation. You know, it's the oldest and all-time best-selling and most translated book of all. You know, there have been many books before that have flown by. And we don't know about them anymore, you know. And, you know, the foreknowledge that is captured in the Bible, things like astronomy, you know, the fact that the Bible recorded thousands of years before there was the first telescope that the Earth is round. And it was believed for a number of years that the Earth is flat. So this and prophecy is one of the most intriguing aspects of the Bible, because and I'm sure you would have perhaps covered this, and maybe we could talk about it more tomorrow, looking at the fact that all the things that have happened or that were foretold in this prophecy of Daniel chapter 2 have actually taken place. Now, coming back to this one of the latter part of the prophecy, where the statue that was dreamt by King Nebuchadnezzar has feet of iron mixed with clay.
Yes, yes.
And this is then this part of the prophecy that we are saying has not yet been fulfilled. And there's a lot of research that goes to then explain, you know, which time period this is. So the short answer to the question is that we are now living in this time of the feet which are mixed with iron and clay, where, for instance, now we are waiting for the stone that is now going to come and hit the statue on its feet. So that is the latter part of the conversation of this prophecy that we are waiting for.
Now, you are saying that we are now at the part of iron and the clay, and imagine there's someone who is wondering, what is he talking about? Iron, clay? What is this? Please expand.
Yeah. So I think that the beautiful thing about this prophecy, about all prophecies, But most of them, that the definitions themselves are there. So if we do go to the book of Daniel, after Daniel explains what is it that the king Nebuchadnezzar dreamt, he then goes to explain that this statue, which was the gold of the head of gold, the arms of iron, the chest of bronze, and and we go to silver, and then iron mixed with clay. So all these precious metals that King Nebuchadnezzar dreamed were symbolic of different kingdoms that were going to come. And what's lovely about this prophecy is that even secular historians or history itself confirms that all the kingdoms that have come and gone in this earth of ours, there is a clear relation, or there is clear evidence factually that things really happened as this prophecy revealed. So we learn of the fact that, you know, the first king, which was Nebuchadnezzar himself, was represented by the head of gold. We moved on to Medo-Persia, we moved on to Greece, we moved on to the next kingdom, which was the Roman Empire. And the Bible says that then there will be 10 kingdoms which will be existing prior to the second coming of Christ, which is represented by this stone out of no man's hand, which in King Nebuchadnezzar's dream hits the bottom part of the feet. So meaning that since now we believe, based on Bible research, that we are now living in this time which is represented by this mix of iron and clay. And perhaps maybe what we can do, my elder, is on our social media platforms, we can share some of the Bible studies, because it's actually, you know, takes days sometimes to go through explaining.
I see.
I think the best thing is to share the links to then explain that how do we prove that today we are now living in this time symbolized by the 10 kingdoms.
It's a very interesting, I must say. Now, how far are we from the fulfillment of the grand climax of the final event?
Yeah, the final event is then symbolized in this prophecy by this stone that comes out of no man's hand, which then hits this statue at the feet, and which then makes this statue to then evaporate. And then this small stone grows, which then symbolizes the eternal kingdom of God. And what I like about the Bible is that from the Old Testament to the New Testament, there are different types. In fact, even Daniel 2 itself, Daniel 4, Daniel 6, it's different prophecies speaking about the same thing. Now, when we talk about the coming of Christ, there's a lot of content in the New Testament about it. And the one chapter which comes then to address this question of how far are we to this coming, or this establishment of the kingdom of God, is the book of Matthew chapter 24. The book of Matthew chapter 24 is where Jesus himself explains to his disciples, when they ask him, how will we see that your kingdom is about to come? And there are a couple of things that Jesus Christ mentions, and I would like to touch on two or three, which are quite vivid to everyone living who has at least access to a television these days. One of the things that Jesus mentions is, you will continually hear of wars and rumors of wars. Today, we know what has been happening between Russia and Ukraine. Today, we know what is happening between Israel and Palestine. And that's just to mention the topical ones. And another thing that Jesus mentions is that there will be many false prophets that will appear to mislead many. And we know of the many prophets that we read about. And when you look at, you know, on TV, or how many people are flocking, others fly to different parts of the continent to go and see these prophets, it is no doubt. Jesus speaks about lawlessness increasing. And, you know, during the 10 days of prayer, we're praying about the lawlessness that we are seeing in our own continent as well. And one of the things is the last point in this is, you know, Jesus says the occurrence of these events will be like contractions of a mother that is about to give birth. Because someone can say there have been wars all over the years. There have been false prophets before. Lawlessness has been there. I've never been a mother, but I have a wife who has been one. And what she says is that as the birth of the child draws closer, these contractions become much more repeated.
I see.
And there's been research that has been there, which then shows that things like earthquakes have been happening, have had more occurrence over the years. Wars and all these kinds of things. So essentially then this means that these are the things that Jesus said, when you see these things, you must know that the coming of my kingdom is surely close.
Beautiful, beautiful indeed. Well, my brother, we are going to be ending the conversation right about now. But I do want you to, if you can, just summarize what is it that the listener can actually take home with in today's conversation.
I think the most important thing is that since there are things that the Bible said would happen and they have actually happened, and we can look at history to prove that, secular history even, if I may add, which therefore means that the things that the Bible says will happen, we can be certain that they will happen. So it is of our best interest to be close to see what the Bible says, so that we are also not surprised and we are therefore prepared for his coming as the Christians or those who read his word.
Beautiful. Well, my elder, Sanele Kumede, thank you so much for joining us. Blessings to you and abundance. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Blessings, my elder.
Sure.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.